So I'm Jennifer Taylor, and I live in Seattle. And I'm talking to Carl, and I think one of the questions I asked was about community perception, and I was telling him in relation to my son, who's 6 years old, and how he somehow has come to distrust police officers even without my input. And I don't know where that came from. Someone made the comment later when you mentioned that, like, too much television, but he doesn't watch that much television.
Right.
And so I'm still kind of baffled as to where he... where he's learned that, and I suspect that it could just be, you know, like in the back news reports when you hear, you know, of incidents happening, like possibly, yeah.
Absolutely, it could happen in conversations. And I'm Carl Kleinick. I'm with Bellevue Police Department, and your comment about your son touched a nerve with me, because in the wake of the Michael Brown Ferguson incident, my daughters, who go to high school in East King County, came home, and they had been discussing that in class, and they were mad at me for being necessarily a police officer, but mad that police officers do bad things. And so it started a conversation in terms of a deeper conversation that spread out to the community in Bellevue about perceptions, and we realized that there was this huge gap in terms of what we think about each other, what we believe to be true about each other. And the thirst in Bellevue was for the citizens to invite us into their lives to find out who we are as human beings first, and then about what we do in our day job as a secondary thing. And in the 2 years that we've been actively doing that, we've had a lot of similar conversations where we've been able to take from that conversation a different way of doing things as police officers. For instance, if our patrol officers are contacting somebody with lawful authority on the street corner, folks driving by or stopped at the red light for 30 seconds are going to have a perception as to what's happening there on the street corner. What we're telling our officers is, if it's safe to do so, can you maybe move that contact outside of the main thoroughfare of life? Just step off to the corner, maybe around a building to conduct business.
Right.
But more importantly, citizens driving by know that they can call us to say, hey, we saw this interaction happening with the police and we were curious what was happening there. And we've been able to find out kind of how the perceptions sometimes are allowed to fester and take on a life of their own.
Right. I guess the thing is that there's a narrative that exists, right, that you can't necessarily control, right? And I'm just wondering if police officers are, obviously you're conscious of that because you hear it all the time, right? And I think for us, I think the only contact that I can think of that he may have had would be on KULW, actually listening to NPR. And, you know, they talk about things that have happened in some of the recent cases in Seattle. And, you know, I try to, as soon as I hear it, to just turn it off or change the station. But, you know, there's always going to be this perception or this narrative out there that you can't necessarily have control over, right? That influences the way people see you.
Right. So your six-year-old son brings this up as a question that he wanted you to ask the police officers today.
Right.
And you've done some soul searching on that to try and figure out what constructed that idea in his mind, because it didn't come from any experience that he witnessed with
right.
the family.
Right.
And so I think the way forward together would be to further explore that, maybe with a police officer when the time is right, in a neutral type of happy, fun environment.
Yeah.
So that your son can ask the questions and
yeah.
maybe get some answers.
I think it's a good idea. I think it's a great idea, actually. Yeah. And I will do that. I'll be contacting you guys and have him, you know. Yeah, he may end up on the force. He loves guns, Nerf guns. He has a really great aim, very scarily accurate aim with his Nerf guns. So, yeah.
Well, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Carl. It's been great.
All right.